Now, in the United States, eggs are being rationed because of their short supply and their cost. Here, dairy farmers say the cost of producing milk, cheese and butter is rising and the customers will soon be paying more for them. Our agriculture and consumer affairs correspondent Angus Cox reports.
We've probably got people into a bad habit that the price of food hasn't increased in line with inflation. The price our fathers and mothers received for milk 40 years ago, if that was to be index linked at the moment, we'd be on about 70 cent a litre. Instead of that, we're on 50 cent a litre.
Dennis Drennan is president of the Irish Creamery and Milk Suppliers Association. He's responding to recent CSO figures showing the cost of production for dairy has jumped by nearly a fifth in the past year. In that time, the prices of dairy products for shoppers have also risen. And Mr. Drennan says this is happening largely because farmers can't absorb these cost increases.
Anybody living in the cities or towns of Ireland, their cost of living has increased. Inflation has increased, whether that be gas or oil or petrol for their car or diesel for their car, electricity bills. The same thing has happened on farms. My cost of production has increased exponentially in the last number of years, and the farmer can no longer sustain those costs. So those costs are going to have to be borne by the consumer in the future.
This is the sound of the busy butter production plant at the Arabon Tipperary Cooperative in Neenah. 18,000 tonnes of butter is made at this facility each year. Up to 100 trucks carrying milk from farms arrive here daily. The price paid for that milk is now higher, while the co-op's other costs have also risen. Its chief executive is Conor Ryan.
Traditionally, Angus, in a business like this, your primary concern was around labour costs. In the last 3 or 4 years, energy has become by far the biggest issue we have. And we're principally using natural gas and electricity here for the processes. Probably at the moment, we're running double what the normal cost on energy is. We have developed a solar farm, 15 acres behind our plant here, to create solar energy. It'll give us 15 to 16% of our energy needs annually, but we are looking at everything we can to reduce our energy bills. Outside of energy, I suppose, cost of labour, we're seeing wage rates have really increased in our sector. To get good people, you have to pay the going rate. And we're competing with some of the biggest companies in the world inside Limerick or above in Galway or down in Cork and Dublin.
The price of dairy products in shops is already reflecting the rising cost of production. Since this time last year, the average price of 2 litres of milk has risen by 26 cent. A kilo of Irish cheddar cheese is 50 cent more expensive, and the price of a pound of butter, or 454 grams, is up 70 cent. And consumers are noticing.
I think all the small bits, like the essentials, you know, you'd go in for, you know, milk or bread or whatever, and it's still more than you'd expect it to be. Sometimes, you know, if it's just a quick shop, you'd probably just buy the cheapest thing rather than looking for, you know, a brand you would have picked before.
I do the household shopping pretty much every day, and I'm having to scout around to look and see what prices are. Doing a lot more comparison of prices with shops than I would have done before, because it's very noticeable. Dairy products in particular.
The impact of higher production costs is being felt all the way through the supply chain, including by small independent food retailers. Kilruddery Farm Shop in Bray, County Wicklow, produces much of what it sells on site, insulating itself somewhat from cost spikes. But that's not the case for dairy produce.
Sophia Noon, and I'm part of the retail team here at the Kilruddery Farm Shop. We're struggling with things like butter. We're seeing a sort of quite a significant increase in that. So we've now had to look at, you know, do we continue to stock it when the margins on it are very, very small? But obviously it's a product that most people want. They expect to see it in a farm shop. So we are keen to keep stocking it. But we are looking now at sort of using, you know, a range of suppliers and also impacting on products that we stock, like cakes and biscuits that use butter. Do we now look at those recipes and say, can we change those to use less to still keep the affordability there for our customers?
Another factor to consider is supply, and globally for milk, it's falling.
Michael Wallace, and I'm Professor of Agriculture and Food Economics at University College Dublin. We operate in globalised markets. Producers of dairy products in this country have a choice of a variety of markets that they can supply those products to. So the domestic market is actually a very small part of the overall demand for Irish dairy products, so 90% is exported. So prices are very much driven by global factors, and we experience that at a local level.
And this issue of supply is unlikely to improve anytime soon, according to dairy farmers. Here's Dennis Drennan again.
As older people leave the sector, there's very few young people entering the sector because of that uncertainty due to environmental pressures whether it be biodiversity, water quality, greenhouse gas emissions. It's a very uncertain sector as regards what's coming down the line next as regards rules and regulations that we will have to implement on our farms. We're willing to do it, but a lot of these come at a cost. The farmer can no longer absorb those costs. It's going to have to be reflected on supermarket shelves.
That's Dennis Drennan from the ICMSA, ending that report from Angus Cox.